always very important for the our Vajrayana practices. It is similar to the uncommon practices within the Vajrayana, like the preliminaries, four times 100,000 practices that has to be done, and all they are contained within this Samantabhadra prayer, as it is said in the text, the prostrations, which is the first part of the preliminaries, four times 100,000 preliminaries, then like the practice of offering is also contained in this prayer, practice of confessing all our negative deeds is also contained within, and within the uncommon preliminaries there is the practice of the Guru Yoga, Lama Naljo. Well, in this prayer doesn't actually appear like the term of the Lama, but like the highest Lama, the ultimate Lama there is, this is the Buddha. And it's not just one Buddha we visualize or we pray to. It's the whole space is pervaded and filled, like atoms, each atom is pervaded, filled by Buddhas. So in this way also the forced uncommon practice is contained in this prayer. So therefore it's also very important for the Vajrayana practice.
Dine dandang aso jetang rowa simjin ta yeba yeba nani mui lu ten to. Mui lu ten je nani yang dine sanje ji chula. Namba sanje pe wang du se ni hie na sanje ji chula. Deba tang. Chu hie pe hira tang.
Sentient beings are pervading the whole universe, they're endless in number. All they have body, like existing form. But to have like a precious human existence, precious human body, which is able to meet the Dharma, like meeting the Dharma, being able to receive teachings, practice, and having devotion, faith towards the Dharma, having the ability to comprehend the Dharma, like having prajna, having diligence. So being endowed with all these qualities, we can consider ourselves as very fortunate beings.
Tētār mūyī lūtīn tōmne yāng āchū mūyī lūtīn tē tēnī tākpā tāng tēndō māre mātāpā mātāpā nām kā lō tāvā chū yū chōvar tāvā tātō kā sērpā tāvā nām pā lō lī khe vare tātī sērpā Gunche nam rambo yudu tsai jela kaban rambo chaga yuwa jela sherpa tsiri Apo zong? Tsaji sherpa tabo mataba re mataba tuchu tungtung re tuchu tungtung yinba sena tuchu tungtung la dene takpar hina chu yapo yunga ma re dene mataba yapo tinte Tētār mūyī lūtīn tōmni yāng mūyī lūtīn dē cē rīmbō yō mā rē cē tōng tōng rē mātāpa rē mātāpa tīng dē tēnī tāmbi chū yāmni sēpā dē kār chīmbō rē
Now this precious human existence which we have obtained it's not something which endures, and something which is has a kind of true or eternal existence, which we can base on. It is totally not this way. Can I give some examples? Like It's like lightning in the sky. It is like the rush of water fall. It's like frozen dew drops. So it is very important to recollect that impermanence again and again. Remind ourselves that this assumed existence will not endure. It's not stable. It has no kind of true concrete existence. Will not endure. This life is actually extremely short. So these recollections are very important for our Dharma practice.
Dene dereng kolo parpa kirab je pardo sembe dode nam je gongba dene oma rangyo tang tanjir je tawa dodo je kigere.
Today, Kinamuchi will explain in a summarized fashion that which is taught by the so-called third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, and it is Buddha taught here the Prajna Paramita, and from this the various sutras and commentaries derived, and they from this second turning of the wheel developed philosophical tenets, schools, those of the Svatantika Matyamaka and of Prasangika Matyamaka.
Deyang kolo parpa hirabje paridu simbe dode rambuti namle zog ne namban tamche inchenbe ihije parje chu tamche ranga ngu mato parasumba.
So within the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma contain the Prajna Paramita, and which teaches that from all phenomena, starting from form, like visible form, to the omniscience of a Buddha, they all lack an essential existence, true existence.
Dene hirab ningbo yinji ke dan jaka mangbu ke le yo yawa yo bari ndo hirab ningbo le pongbo nga khan jo je jinchi chuni tendri chuni la so be chu tam je rangan ka ngogu ma do pa dene chuni tongba ni tu songba.
The most summarized version of the Prajna Paramita, which is called the Heart Sutra, is translated in English and many other languages, and therein, in very condensed way, is taught that all phenomena which are classified in the five aggregates, in the 18 elements, in the 12 sense fields or sense bases, and in the 12 interdependent 12 links of interdependent origination, that all these phenomena don't have an own existence from their own side. They are dhammata, they are empty.
Kiram ningbo ni marek pa mi ne gahe mi gahe sepa par de yang mi to hi ne song pare ta ten der tang bo tang tha ma ni le ja wa re yin da par pa chö le yang te nang hin jer go ye te nang hin jer na te ni kiram ningbo te ja chen bo cha ge.
So within the Heart Sutra, appear the 12 links of interdependent origination, and they are said, like all phenomena are said, to be empty. The first link of interdependent origination is avidya, unawareness or ignorance. And it's said to be void, lacking true existence, but also the cessation, like the reversed order of the dependent origination, the cessation of avidya lacks true existence. In the same way, the last link, which is old age, a process of aging and dying, lacks true existence, as well as the cessation of aging and dying, and all these links in between, they're similar thought to lack true existence. So if one goes into detail into all the remaining links, 10 links, then you know the whole exposition becomes very vast.
Then Korban de Trunangaran Yere Nambalola. Tan Korban Trunang Hatcherte, Korban Kortoram, Korban Trunang Hatcherte, then this Juni Jitsoje, Korban Kortoram to Sertan. Nam hit soje, Sergeant Korban to Sertan. Pacha Somjan Korban to Sorso Songbale, the Ni Tumondo, then this Juni Je. Nintu tekpa tempo dorje tekpa tumong do cha che bari. Tumong do ke cha che bari. Tumong go tru chori. Nam hi choje je tru chorte, tikien je tru chori. Tendre chunye je tru chorte, tini tumong go tru chori. Nangba tumong go ke rinde.
It is taught that all phenomena within transmigration and cyclic existence are mistaken appearances, mistaken appearances. So how, when one says transmigration, cyclic existence, how does this transmigration come about? How does it turn? How does it go? The general way to explain it is due to the 12 links of interdependent origination, or due to the 8 groups of vijnana or consciousnesses, or also due to the 3 types of habitual tendency. In general, these forms of explanations are kind of general or normal, common explanations, especially used within the Mahayana tradition.
Tan to sort that the Sena, Tender Juni, the Sort of Korvam, Tender Juni, the Sort of Turpin Korvati, Ton Tamba, Yang Tapa, Rangan Ovumadopatam, Ton Tamba Rangan Ovumadom Nayam, Kunzo, the Jutin, Tender, Sotan, Jiopam, Nang Zando, Yopa, Malam Jumata Vira.
So how, in general, as it is taught, that the way how our mind is deluded, misapprehends phenomena, is explained by this, due to this 12 links of interdependent origination, that's the way how delusion occurs. But according to genuine reality, this interdependent origination doesn't exist, doesn't have an own existence, truly existent. They're not truly existent phenomena. They are explained according to the conventional way how phenomena appear or are perceived by normal mind. Conventional appearances just appear to the mind, just the way how they appear to the mind, but actually, according to genuine reality, they don't exist in the way they appear.
Matanda Marek Pale Jerry, Matso, Kunzup to Marek by Yobare, Marek Palate, Chadang Monsum Dang, Chadang Monsum Winsum, Chakpa Dama, Turchai Chedang Tomo, Dona Chadang Monsum, Matso, Munindo, Chadang Monsum Latembe, Lay Madava, not so for Musa Sagando, Legend Jabut Dunga Madava, not so for Musa Yungundo, this Enna, Tinny. Kunzup to Marek by Mapa Mare, Kunzup to Marek by Yobare, Marek by Yoba, Tian, Matu, Marekpe, Marekpa Latin, Sume, Numong, Leta, Donga, Musun, Yumu, Senna, Kunzup to Yope, Jimson Yang Takwayover, Kunzup to Marek by Yore, Kunzup to Yang Yomare, Sam Gomar.
Conventional appearances. Appearances, how they're perceived by a normal mind, are said to be merely appearance. Example is given, for example, avidya, unawareness, ignorance. Which causes, due to avidya, all the main afflictions of the mind of being attracted by something, attached to something, desire for something, and then the opposite reaction of aversion, repulsion, and also kind of state of dullness. Through these three main afflicted state of mind, karma actions develop, and through the cause, the fruition of such actions just lead into dissatisfaction, into suffering. So this is something kind of really experienced by everyone, we all know this, and in this way one conventional way one can say that definitely there exists unawareness, it causes all that, and there is no need to deny it because, you know, it's actually experienced by everybody.
And then Marek Pami Songba Deta Karel Gono Songbare Ton Tambare Ton Tambam Yang Tapam Marek Parank Nelo Momante Tini Mato Pare. Marek pa rang ke ne lo ngoma ma do pa la gong te marek pa miye sumpare.
So when it's talked about that unawareness doesn't exist, then one has to clearly understand here it's talked about according to the ultimate level of understanding or the genuine reality, that which is actually, which is truly there, or which is the true nature of that phenomena of unawareness, then according to these terms, or to this ultimate analyze, one can say unawareness doesn't exist.
Tene marepa me marepa lango me bijun chen karasana depa marepa thamche ga chabare ngubo yimba chena kichi ni ba le de ga marin depa marepa kanga ga chabare yo mare chi chabare maoba marepa chi yo mare tatar je marepa te ta kabando ngubo yo na tatar je marepa lango go go do tatar je marepa te kabando kande chen do Chik rie doga, thade rie doga, marikpa tatar je marikpa te chik ngawar doga, dhamma ngawar doga, ta hirabje takye tangna, dine tatar je marikpa te chik da dhamma rangin in deba re, chik da dhamma rangin in deba se na, ta tatar je marikpa la ngawar me pari.
When one says that avidya, unawareness, has now true existence, doesn't truly exist, one has to understand that it is meant in the terms, for example, of if something exists, it must have a past, it must have a future, it must have kind of present moment where it abides. But if we look for the unawareness of the past, then what we find is actually nothing, because a moment doesn't last longer. It is our moment, the second moment, that previous moment is gone, so there is nothing left, which could be, you know, truly existent. Also, the future moment can't be found, because the future moment hasn't arisen yet, it's not there. So what is left is the present moment. So if we look for the present moment of that thing which we look for, then if you look for you know, kind of core or substance of that present moment, what it looks like, actually we can't find it. We can't find it in terms of this present single moment being one single moment, one singularity, or we can't, if we look, if this one single thing maybe exists as many, means consisting many parts which make up this one single moment, we also can't find it. So in this way, that is meant that a phenomenon
lacks inherent true existence. Jujin chokpa la mebe jodan jin cha tanda seda ba riri la yamdo mebar mado bare ta jumsin ti se na tini ngubo tamche tungpa nire songpa.
There is a quotation from Nagarjuna in the text Shunyata Sapti Karika. In the seven stanzas on shunyata or emptiness, which says that since all things, you know, things of the objective world altogether lack true existence, either in causes or conditions or in their totality or in all each separate thing, therefore they are said to be empty. This indicates that all phenomena they are by two nature empty. They don't have an own existence from their own side. Independent, if we look at at like causes that which causes things, conditions of things, if we look in the conditions, or if we look in the in like some total of everything, if you look there, if you find some kind of true existence, or if you go to each individual thing, substantial thing there is. So whatever, if we analyze all that which exists, we find in the end that they're empty of true existence.
Dela tajor ko na setan nang ngobo nam chujin ngoam rangin ni de jujin chokpa tang jujin rere wa so wa mrere wa la ngobo rangin mebise tena
wo. One can put this verse into kind of syllogism, and like the subject here which is discussed or which is stated here that was discussed are all substantial things of the objective world, and here it is stated there are that they lack inherent existence, they lack existence from the outside, however one wants to translate that. And because if one analytically, if one analyzes causes, if one analyzes conditions, if one analyzes some total of whatever there is, or if one goes into each phenomena in detail, well, actually one will not find a substantial thing.
Tene marek pala jana, chuchin marek pa zona, marek pa chuchin, ngô mi te, chekta tume rangin le debe se. Ta chekta tume rangin le debe junsin chi, tene marek pala ngô me pa chupa.
The same way when one can address this kind of syllogism to avidya or unawareness, and it's which is the subject, and it's stated here doesn't exist, by doesn't has lacks true nature, it lacks an inherent existence, and because the reason why, because it is completely beyond existing as a singularity or as many, which means as something that as something that has many parts, which makes up that one thing.
Tene chetang marek pa si jete da me pa marek pa ton tam pa ten pa marek pa ne lo ko ton marek pa ne lo ko ton la mong pa la marek pa se ba de ne lo ko la ton la mong pa marek pa de kun zop to yun ya mene ma do ba de marek pa de kabando yorje tingnan doga wangbu tingnan doga yorje wang yorta wangbu ni je palan doga kabando takye tang na tene ma do ba.
That which is called unawareness, it's an unawareness or kind of particular ignorance about how things actually exist in their ultimate or genuine way. It's kind of stupid, blind, dull state of mind, which of course occurs, is there in a conventional way, but ultimately it doesn't exist. This means like according to our final analyze, when we look for this unawareness, we look wherever we can look for. It means we can look in mind, we can look in the senses, we can look in the objects which are perceived by the sense faculties, we can look in both, wherever. Actually we can find it as a kind of substantial system.
Tini marek pala che sar kale khapu chu na donga le che ne ya pore. Donga te nga chu ngu so donga ji chorwa nyam nyung do donga te khaban do te na. Tini donga te yo ji ting na yo yo mare wang bu ting na yo yo mare pala ya yo mare che ge rang jin to ya yo mare tome rang jin to ya ma do pore donga che da tome rang jin de be se na. Tini che na donga la ngo me pare. Marek pala ngo me ba jin do Dongala ngoo me bare, donga ngoo me bare, nyomo ngoo me bare. Dorda na marek pale soome, korwa te tine ngoo maato pale.
Perhaps it is difficult to investigate unawareness or ignorance, if it exists as a substantial thing or not. So perhaps it's then easier to take something which is very close to ourselves, like dissatisfaction, suffering. So if we look for this experience, in the same way, investigating if it exists like in the mind, if it exists in the object, in the outer object, if it exists in one of the sense faculties, if it exists as a singularity, dissatisfaction is a singular thing by itself, or is it like a collection of many parts which make up this one thing, or wherever we can look for, then we will find we can't point it down, we can't find it as a concrete thing. In the same way, is it with unawareness, as with suffering, if we really analytically investigate, look for, we can find it as such, as suffering, or as unawareness, or as afflicted state of minds. So since unawareness is the cause for all this dissatisfactory transmigration. But this cause itself is said to be said to lack inherent existence.
Pena malam to malam jinne kap so chadang mu som la so pa nyumong ki pa cha pa dang wa mu chadang mu so chadang mu so da Chadang monsom la tinte malam do yang tinte ngô ma hi pa kapsu le sa gare le tang le te le sume deva donga nyoma truna yung yore yin yang malam je nyomong le ta donga somba ka ngô ma do par ngô ma do pa jim sen kar re sa na tanda trupe jo ngô ma te marek pare marek pa ngô ma do pa se na tene marek pa te le sume Malan je kap je marek pa lang ovo mebe se na tele sunwe nyumung le da donga sumyo ngovo mato pa tene tongpa nye.
For our understanding we can apply this what I said before to the example of a dream. In a dream we are Our mind is involved in kind of desireful state or in states of aversion or kind of dull states. This kind of state of mind, they have an effect and they develop in dream experience of confusion, of suffering, and so on. So if one looks here at this dream phenomena, then one we'll see that desire, aversion, and dull state of mind, that they don't actually have a, and the appearances deriving from that, that they don't have a own existence, an existence from their own side. They're just confused states of mind, and the cause for this confused state of mind of dreaming is the unawareness, and but also the unawareness within that dream doesn't exist from its own side. Also, all the afflicted states whatsoever, they're actually of a void nature. In connection to this explained, there is a quotation from the Madhyamikalamkara Karika, which said that these things which are said by own or by other tenets of realistic tenets to truly exist, they are, if analyzed in a real sense, they are inherently don't exist as one or as many, and therefore they lack our nature, similar to a reflection. And this quotation is very important.
They turned up called there was on a Sinangumabo Raja Narangso Namba Sanjebe Kelebe Sinangumabota Namba Le Yembe Shiluk Yenda Serubanamji Kelebe Sinangumabonte da Tamji.
To make this verse easily comprehensible, it just in short means that there are within the Buddhist system, within our own Buddhist tradition, there are tenets which preside truly existing things, that outer and inner phenomena truly exist. There are also, and in addition, there are other tenets which are not Buddhistic tenets. They also preside truly existent phenomena. But according to the higher tenets, that whatever appears is just appears due to the interrelatedness of causes and conditions. But according to the true nature of phenomena, the way they don't exist in a concrete, real way, they are naturally non-existent, and they lack kind of concrete existence as being a kind of single thing or existing as many, like as a collection of singularities, many parts that make up the thing taken together. And then an example is given, how can we understand it? This is example is given of a reflection.
Tene tajur ko na rancha nga cho namba sanje ban nam tang. Sirur mate ban nam je, sirur ban nam je khe len be, sinang ko ngobo dada nam chu jin. Rangyin am ngobo ma drop te, jikta tome rangyin len de ebe se, pe na zung yin 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 sung.
Also put it in kind of syllogism. It's called Tajor, the various ones, and putting this verse in the syllogism, which in short says then there are subject is here the kind of positions the different tenets have, being Buddhist or being non-Buddhist tenets. Which preside that phenomena truly exist. Have have an own existence. In Sanskrit means Svabhava, means have something which has an own existence. And here it is stated they don't have an inherent, they don't exist inherently. And why they don't exist? Then the reason is given, they don't exist inherently because they don't exist as single thing and they don't exist as many.
Tene tetar marekpa lango mebe sena yang tapar marekpa sepa yo mare. Marekpa sepa yo na ngowo yo te se gogundo. Tene ngowo mebe sena tanye tsamdare ma to marekpa lango mebe sena tene sepa yang meba. Ngowo seya yang meba. Ngowo sepa meba marekpa me marekpa sepa me si jete tuenda chingdor lende apa tembare. Kolo parpe lo la tan di chingdor lende apare. Chingwa, chingwa. Chingwa torba. Malam to chingwa tang torba malam tanga do ina ngane chingdor yomare. Malam to chadro tang takpe chingwa tang torba malam tang na nam to torba ngola chingwa. Chingwa malam la tu se torba malam tang bare ma to ne lo la chingwa mebe se na torba yomare chingdor lende apare. Jingdur lende pe tenda ten chudur lende pa de chikwa de ne lu lun chu pa de chu wa ni ga me wa de ten chudur lende pa li ke da ja na sakhi do kin da wo cha de jingdur lende pa dang bo jingdur lende pa xi gong
the avidya unawareness or ignorance, state of ignorance, particular ignorance, has no concrete own existence. But it is not that like the cessation of unawareness exists as, you know, like kind of substantial thing, is a real thing, or the cessation of unawareness as empty of concrete existence. If it wouldn't be, then actually there couldn't be true cessation of unawareness. Actually, what is the right understanding, one gains the right understanding if one tries to comprehend what is said or termed to be that phenomena such as unawareness are completely free of being bound or being separated. So that which we think we are bound, city beings are bound by, and which they have to be separated themselves from this kind of unfreedom, that is kind of made up of conceptual, they're all conceptual state of mind. The actual true nature of reality, actual true nature of reality is completely free, beyond, separated of these conceptual inventions or ideas we have of being bound and being free. And for the beginner it's very convenient and to first to understand this expression of beyond being bound and being free. And this statement comes very close to the Mahasandhi and Mahamudra teachings.
Tene ta thama gashala jana gepa ta cheva yang malam tabare gepa ta cheva kunzo thurpa ngola yona yang malam kinde yona yang ne lok la gepa ta cheva yang gashe yang maro bare gashe maro bese na gashe sepa yang maro bare.
Avidya, which is the first link of the interdependent origination, the 12th of a link is aging and dying. And here in the same we can apply the same explanation that in a conventional way there is aging and there is dying, but in the ultimate sense there doesn't truly exist in aging or truly exist in dying, but also it's not that the cessation of aging and cessation of dying that this is kind of truly existent state, or truly has a true existence. Also the cessation of aging and dying has now concrete own existence.
Pena yang malam tu hebe malam tana sam sang asu hebe malam tanga doa chiran sola tanga yujer hebe malam tanga hebe malam tu hebe te trupa re ma to ngene hebe ma de bare ngene hebe ma do be se na ma hebe yang ma do bare hebe ta ma hebe ni ka ma do bare hebe ta ma hebe ni ka len de bare Onga Higgins of Sambata, Taisha Mazon Samba Niga, Namdok Takpa, some same provider, Mado Madova, take all that little one.
So, this explanation can also be in like an easy, comprehensible way shown on the example of the dream. So, sometimes probably everybody has been once dying in a dream, but actually we didn't really die, you know, it was just in a dream.
Penna, Melanjik, Nashasando, Shasando, Samba Cabs, the Shea, Mare. Pardon and Cham the Onga Hendo Samba Cabso, De Shatavare. Ta, Nashasan, Shasando, Samba, Namto Jeva Cabs, the Shea, Mare. Pardola Cham the Shabango, Onga Hendo Samba Cabso, De Shatavare, Shatavata Mash, my Shabba Need, and Namdo Maleore Mato, when any Shabba kicking my neighbor. Takes one.
Again, here, if you look at a dream, like the thought of thinking, oh, now I'm dying, going to die. But then, you know, there's a moment we are in the bardo, in the intermediate state between, in the intermediate state, and then recognize, oh, I died. But in this, there, in between this, I'm fear of I'm dying, and then recognizing the bottom one has died. The process, kind of actually, truly existing process of dying, actually is not there. So that which is there is kind of, momentary, conceptual labeling. But actually a kind of solid process of dying, actually truly exists, solid process of dying doesn't exist.
The name Malare Pe Tamba Sanjel Sungor Chigre, Tele Tenda Dona, Sem Kiva Mabe Sena, Kiva Yomare Sungor, Jehel and the Persongor.
There's a quotation from Milarepas who said, Sem Kiva Mabe.
Sem Kiva Mabe Sena, Kiva Mabe.
Because mind isn't born, so it can't die.
That then Rabu Tendra Juni J Toma Marek Patam Tama Gasha Lajate Pata Cholayante Nahin Jargo.
According to this one can should apply this interdependent origination, the links like the first links, which is ignorance, and the 12 links, which is aging and dying, and all that in between should apply it in the same way. So these 12 links of interdependent origination in an ultimate sense don't exist. And there's a quotation from Shantideva in his text Bodhicharya Tara, which says that migrators are similar to a dream. Upon analysis, they are like Sanskrit Kadali. This is like the trunk of a banana plant, and there is no difference between the state of nirvana, that is beyond sorrow, and also the state not beyond sorrow.
Dhruva malam tavati. Dhruva simchi na malam tavo trupa namare. Nambar chie na chukhingra, hirap je chie na chukhingra dagare. Ti se na dhruva nam ranga ngovi madrupa se na nyangi tali depa tam mande pala. Nyangi le depa tam mande pa ni nam to gu ngola tu te chepa yobare ma to ne lok le chepa yobare sumare.
So, in short, all migrators, if one searches for an ultimate identity of all migrators, one can't find, they're just deluded appearances. And here, example is given similar to a dream, or otherwise, if one really analyzes what is a being, what is actually that core or that essence or that nature being, then again one will not find it in the example giving of a kadali, like there's a trunk of a banana plant which has no core, just exists of layers. That a being which is living in the state of sorrow and transmigration, cyclic resistance, and also the state beyond sorrow, beyond nirvana, the state, actually doesn't exist each one by itself as a concrete thing. It's just a conceptual invention, just imputation by our thoughts. It's just some kind of conceptual interpretation, but has no real solid essence. And according to the true nature of that, which we call transmigration, which we call the state beyond sorrow, there is actually now a difference, a completely identical in having now existence.
Then Gombo Lodrup Dang Gombo Lodrup Jilomato Ariandeva Ni Yung Semi Oma Basevare Oma Ranji da Tanjer Nika Savandravo Pongtoza Sere Tarang Nika Savandravo in Besena Yung Semi Oma Bare Sava Oma Pandavo Dishena Dere Gombo Lodrup Jisong da Jatiki. Ranju je kong tuksa yang gombo lodop. Tanjur je kong tuksa yang gombo lodop. Tanjur oma tanjur da ranju nika sabandra wotum gombo lodop la toko vriti se na gombo lodop de oma pate tarang nika sabo oma pate.
Context, then they are considered as the root text.
tene ta ranji da thanjur ji cheba te denba ka te tongba khele ba tang trupa ka te trutra khele ba te ranji belo re song do jamgo lo din thai chi chi san do
tongba
ka te tongba khele ba trupa ka te trutra khele ba ranji belo re oma ranji belo re thanjur ji lo la tene denba ka te tongba tang trupa ka te trutra khele ga ma re ran lo la tene khele tham che lin de ba re trupa tham che denba ka ga re te deme ran lo te khele ga ma re trupa ka ga re te trutra khele ga ma re khele tham che lin de ba re
So the difference between these two tenets of Madhyamaka, Svatantri and Madhyamaka, is that the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, they refute two existence, and their posite emptiness, it's a two nature phenomenon, is emptiness, and they're also posite that the ultimate state is completely free of conceptual elaborations, inventions. The Prasangika Madhyamaka have state that phenomena, they say actually that the ultimate truth, according to their tenets, the ultimate truth is completely beyond even the statement of saying that, like, ultimately, true nature is beyond any kind of conceptual elaboration, which itself is a conceptual invention.
Then the Tanjur below la Tabu Kapsa Mikpa Tang Kilin Ji Yuni Zong de Tabu Junri Kilimba Mikpa Yopa Tang Kilin Yopa Tzutamje Tabu Junri Yagri Tanjur Lung.
Within the Prasangika Madhyamaka tradition, they state that if one has any kind of position, emphasizing any kind of ultimate view or kind of focus on something ultimately, then actually this itself becomes mistaken view.
The Tanjur below la Kelin Tamjil in De Gobare, Louis Mekbat Tamjil in De Gobare, Semjin Zindang Tamjil in De Gobare.
Prasangika Madhyamaka posited that to gain the right view of reality, one has to go beyond any kind of emphasis, beyond any kind of focus. Beyond any kind of philosophical statements, one has to go beyond any kind, has to go beyond any attempt of the conceptual mind to cling, to grasp at subtle existence.
Deyan dor dona mekpa tang jindang dang kelin ki yo na deni thajur pe taban thar ma sem bare. Tanjur Pitavan Tatoma Dobri. Make bans in Dan Kelly, you on a Tavan Tatoma. Tavan Tatoka Jibziri. Make ba Kelly, Jindan Deso, Tatoka Tavan Jibziri, Tavan Tarma Dobri.
Prasangika Madhyamika, they state that one has to go beyond any kind of emphasis, any kind of position, any kind of attempt of the mind to grasp at kind of subtle ultimate existence or whatsoever. Because if one does, then actually it becomes kind of veil, or it kind of veils or hinders. Hinders the ultimate truth to unfold.
Then Gombe to the Karasana, Gombe to the Bezor Zoya Yoba, Bezor Zoya Yoba, Bezor Jugun is Zabzab Zoya Yoba, Damia Yoba and Dawati Yuna, the Gombe to the Woman Tartoko Gomari, Torva Yoba, Bezor Yoba, Zabzab Zoya Yoba, Ina, the Woman Tavanta, Woman Gom Tato Mari, Karasana, Bezor, and Torva could do you.
Concerning the practice of Madhyamaka, in general, one thinks, one practices, one meditates, one has to apply, has to be diligent, one has to apply effort, one has to be mindful, one has to keep one's promise, and so on, and also experience, meditational experiences which arise. This has nothing to do whatsoever with the ultimate form of meditation according to Madhyamaka. Actually, all that just prevents true meditation, true enforcement of meditation.
That is interesting. The young Hepa Yenda Gogundo Sanghi. Sanghi Zakara. Sanghi to Yomarva. Gogundo. Tanda Lamsang Junda Yumal Tana.
Of the Madhyamaka, and there's much more to say about it. Nomuji wants to continue tomorrow, and he thinks definitely we need one free day in a week, but maybe not right now. We wait a little bit so they become, you know, just come into motion a little bit.
Tanga to Gomtos. You are part of me, but Zidang Tanki Litrava.
In short, if one meditates according to Svatantika Madhyamaka, one meditates on one will meditate in a state of emptiness, which is completely free of any kind of focus, like a vast open space. According to Prasangika Madhyamika, one sets one's mind in a state which is beyond any kind of conceptual attempt to bring about something, completely free of any kind of clinging or grasping at something, or just to rest the mind.
Then Junju Kira Levile, Kia Miji Gombe, and the Tian Sinipuan Joson. The Chi, Denbaka, the Kia Mapala, Mikti Nambarjaya, the Ranji to Gomsonisar. Then Mapen Zemba Tantile, De Yombakapso, then Ta to Dajing on the Neighbor. Then it to Patra.
This statement which says that according to the accords to the Svatantika Madhyamaka form of meditation, that one settles one's mind in a state of completely nothingness, very vast, open. And according to Prasangika, that one sets one's mind, which is beyond kind of subtle clinging to nothingness, completely free of any kind of This quotation from the Treasury of Knowledge.
Then keep on Mundo Ranjipa Mega Namkata Vitun.
One sets one's, according to Svatantika, one sets one's mind.
Seta Nyamja Ometun Sove, then keep on Mundo Ranjipa Mega Namkata Vitun. Omelolo Gomsa, like here up the Kepas and the Nyambar Yagor. Keep on Mundo Song the Nyambar Yagor. Keep on Mabal and Nyambar Yoso Yoma. This and a Seta. Nyamja oma tonsore, Nyamja do oma tonso in Batisena, Jeba Mundo Ranjeba Mega Namkata with Jeba Denbar Madu Pajunti Hira to Jeba Mundo Songde, Tene Mega Namkata with Tony Jason.
According to Madhyamaka, first meditation implies kind of two stages. First is that one analytically investigates phenomena until one finds that they lack true existence. And then one kind of intellectual approach. But then the final state of meditation is that one equally sets one's mind in this not finding in this actually finding nothingness, not finding anything, which is similar to the vast open space.
Yin mi chole chogya tabate tanju chi lola gomzi chuyin a tuni te chuyin te trupa ta trabare gomzang gomza chuyin trupa tang Drava Yambasena Gonzi Jiloyan, Dini Yopara, Meba, Mebar and Zemba Lasso, but Driva Tamji Hete, Dini Chuin Driving on the Lui, Driva Tamji Hete, Hete Nebar, Chola Chuya.
So the According to Prasangika Madhyamaka, the way how one meditates is in a state of completely free of any kind of concepts, conceptual elaborations, in the emptiness. One should meditate in a way that one's mind is completely peaced, free of kind of investigating subtle felt of things existing or don't existing, resting in that expanse, in that space, in the Dhamma Dhatu, which is completely free of any conceptual movement. And an example is given how the that how one can bring about that the one who meditates, like and that which is meditating upon the emptiness state, completely free of conceptual elaboration, that there is no dualistic notion within one's meditation. And the example is given that similar to water which is poured into water. So, we just meditate for a very short while because the classes have to start.
So, no, the...